Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The Axe and Crown, Episode 10, Grand Opening.
Hey, Petula.
Hi, Stan.
Hey, Gubbin.
Hey.
Wow, you should see what they've done across the street.
What, at the Badger and Bucket? Somehow I doubt they're letting trolls in the front door.
They aren't.
I know. But I wish you guys could see it. They really went all out for their grand opening.
Yeah, good for them.
The decor... brilliant. All the furniture's got that rough wood panel kind of a look to go with the bucket idea.
Yeah, I've seen bucket pubs before. They're all the same.
But the Badger and Bucket's got the patio. Plus, the furniture's all wood reclaimed from an old ship. Dorothea gave me a grand tour.
Are you still all chummy with her?
Yeah, but only to observe and figure out their weaknesses.
And what are their weaknesses?
Right. I will get back to you on that. It's such a sweet building, though. Oh, I love those big, tall warehouse ceilings. Hey, Gubbin, do you think we could raise the ceilings in here somehow?
Raise them?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, since we're doing so much work on the building.
Short of taking out the floor above us? No.
Oh, okay. Well, wait, what if we take out the floor and we put it on top of the building?
Thank the gods you were never an engineer.
You know, I kind of wish I was now. The bathrooms at the Badger and Bucket, they are so amazing with the running water and everything. Oh, Gubbin, you remember toilettes?
Remember what?
Those fancy Malurian-style toilets that Petula was telling us about. They've got them at the Badger and Bucket, a whole room of them.
Oh, yeah.
You pull this lever thing and it's like, whoosh, it cleans itself.
Yeah, that's why they had to tear up the street last week, so they could hook up their stupid pipes.
Well, hey, it's not like we were open for business anyway.
Yeah, it was sure nice of Dorothea to hold off her digging until after she had closed us down.
Why is Gubbin still working in the basement?
It's the foundation, he says.
He said it was perfectly sound, like a week ago. What's left to do to it?
I guess he's just extra paranoid. Oh, did he tell you? The town building inspector's finally coming today.
What? No, that's awesome. We can finally get the Axe and Crown uncondemned and back in business.
Well, if we're lucky.
Oh, I can't wait. I have got so many ideas. Did you know the Badger and Bucket has a dozen kinds of beer?
Yeah, I saw all the barrels coming in yesterday.
More than a dozen.
Why so many?
Oh, there's all different flavors. There's Balgamerian ale with cinnamon and prunes, pine-infused cheesecake lager.
Yum.
And the food. Oh, man.
You ate the food?
Yeah. Dorothea was handing out free samples.
I told you not to.
What? Were you worried she was going to try to poison me?
Or something like that?
Nah, there was nothing wrong with it. She was eating all the same food herself.
Oh, well, that's a relief. You sure you're feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just a little full. Oh, gosh, the desserts. I was thinking we should have a dessert menu.
Menu?
Oh, well.
No, Stan?
Maybe just a couple of additions. The Badger and Bucket have all these awesome puff pastry things with jam in them.
It took our cook a month to learn not to burn steak to a crisp. How well do you think she's going to do at doing a crockenbush, huh?
Gee. Thanks, Uncle.
Or they have these special fried turnip things called
frites. Oh, just admit it. You're still all goo-goo for that Dorothea.
Her? No way. She got us shut down and forced us to repaint.
Uh-huh. You're always over there talking to her.
Yeah, well, that's because we have a professional rivalry. We can totally steal all her good ideas. Excuse me. Jeez, I really ate too much over there.
Stan.
I know. You told me not to. So I'm a little bloated.
And soon you're going to be nauseous, and then you're going to be, emptying out.
What makes you say that?
Have you noticed the people leaving the Badger and Bucket?
What about them? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't look too happy. Hey, I wonder why.
Because they ate something bad.
Well, I mean, they don't look sick. I wonder if something went wrong with the toiletties.
Well, what about that guy?
Okay, maybe that guy looks sick.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's kind of doubled over. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yep.
Oh, is. Man. Maybe something is wrong with the food.
A little bit.
Oh, gods. Do you think I should go see a doctor?
It shouldn't be that bad.
Oh, you never know with these things. I think I'm feeling faint. Hold on.
What's the matter, kid? The competition stressing you out?
We think some of the food today was off.
Serves you right for eating there.
I should probably get to the House of Healing before this gets worse.
I don't know if you have to go that far. It should pass pretty quickly.
You said emptying out. Emptying out sounds serious.
It's because of the kombonchi.
The what?
In all the bucket pubs, they use this goo made from seaweed to enhance the flavor and everything, so they can use cheap-ass ingredients and then just add kombonchi to make it taste good.
Uh-oh. Do we use it?
Nah, Uncle won't let me.
Johan would never touch the stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm not a fancy chef like Johan.
So how do the bucket pubs get away with using kombonchi if it makes people sick?
Oh, it's usually fine, unless you happen to get a bad batch.
Huh? Oh, Betula... Did you...
I may have.
May have poisoned a whole pub full of people?
Not poisoned, just gave them a bit of gastric distress.
All right, that's my niece. Nice going, kid.
I don't think any of this is funny.
How'd you manage it?
Oh, well, I know some people in the food supply business. I'm surprised you didn't try to pull a stunt like that for their grand opening.
I say let them have their moment.
Come on. No. What have you really been doing this week? You're up to something, too.
Just a little below-ground infrastructure project.
On the foundation. Wait, no. Oh, you're digging a tunnel.
A ventilation shaft.
Does this ventilation shaft happen to run directly across the street to the Badger and Bucket?
It may have an exit in that general direction.
Come in. Aren't they going to notice a hole in their basement?
It runs most of the way under the street. And then for the last 5 feet, it's just a tiny little tube. Angles up, then connects to their drain. They'll never suspect that's where the cockroaches are getting in.
You put cockroaches in their basement?
Oh, no, not yet. I'll wait until we get the Axe and Crown open again so their disgruntled patrons can come over here.
Oh, Stan, you're not looking too good.
Too much combat.
I'm sorry, Stan. I tried to warn you.
That's okay.
Yeah. You know, why don't you go use their fancy bathroom across the street? It was their food you ate.
No, I can't do that. Their toiletties are all blocked up.
Oh, yeah. Everyone must be lining up to use them.
Yeah, well, also, the pipes are frozen.
Oh, yeah?
Frozen?
Yeah, you see at the bar, they're using these little alchemical gizmos to make ice. You know, that you drop one in the water, and a few minutes later, you got a solid block of ice. So I thought, you know, I wonder what would happen if you just flushed a couple of these, you know.
Stan!
You froze the pipes.
Yeah.
The pipes that carry sewage down to the sewer.
Yeah.
Causing them to back up hilariously into the Badger and Bucket.
Yep.
Which is now connected to our basement.
Oh, crap.
Pretty good, eh? Excuse me.
Ah, oh, damn it! Stan! Betula! Get down here!
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Well, this has been a learning experience.
Yeah, not words I would use, but yeah, it has, hasn't it? Let's see, what exactly have we learned?
Well, on the plus side, there is a big untapped market for pubs in this area.
And we learned that ice expands when it freezes.
Also, toiletties use a lot of water.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Also, it's hard to hide an illegal ventilation shaft that's leaking sewage into your basement.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, at least the inspector gave us a firm date for his return visit.
Assuming Dorothea doesn't manage to get that delayed somehow.
Hey, but at least it'll give time for the smell to go down.
Yeah. Most importantly, though, what?
Most importantly, we learned the value of friendship. Bring it in.
Believing in yourself.
That the things we have in common are more important than the things that set us apart.
No. What we learned is, in future, if either of you two want to pull a prank on the neighbors, you ask me first.
Right.
That sounds good. Right. Yes.
It was pretty good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, the bucket had to close down almost as long as we did, yeah, though, I think
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, it could have gone a lot worse.
Much worse.
Go team Axe and Crown.
Excuse me. I'll take that outside.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
In the mood for something a little more science fiction-y? Check out one of our favorites, Liberty, Tales from the Tower. You'll find it in your favorite podcast app. We'll see you next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, available now.